We have a guest joining us in studio today. Terry Hinsman is with us. Terry is the, among other things, the head softball coach here at Atlantic High School. How are you?
Good. Jim, how are you today?
Very good. Hey, you've got an event coming up. I know softball season's a little further down the road as far as the viewing public goes, but you've got an event coming up here very soon for female athletes that's going to be a comprehensive and well thought out, a well put together opportunity for these athletes to learn a little bit more about a lot of things coming up on March 12th.
Yeah, absolutely, Jim. It's the Female Athlete Empowerment Symposium, which we've put together particularly for the female athletes in our district. However, we would like to extend an invitation to anyone who has an athlete or any child, basically, for that matter, to come out and listen to Rob Miller's keynote address and also the breakout session for the role of parents in athletics, which he's going to do. Rob comes to us from Kansas City. He was part of the Bruce Brown a proactive coaching organization. And Bruce came to Atlantic about 15 years ago and spoke to parents of the Hawkeye 10 and coaches of the Hawkeye 10 and had a fantastic message and why we wanted to reach out and see if we could bring him back. Bruce is getting a little older and spends most of his time out in near his home in Seattle and has the organization that Rob Miller is a part of. So Rob's going to come and do the keynote and the breakout session for parents. Like I said, everyone, regardless of age, gender, whether your child plays athletics or is part of an organization like a debate or band or chorus or any of the other organizations we have in the community or at the school, everyone is welcome for that. We'll follow that up with some breakout sessions. These are specifically designed for the female athlete. And so while the parents are at the session that Rob's giving for the role of parents in athletics, the girls have selected one of five breakout sessions to go to.
Very good. Just kind of go macro on this a little bit too. Where did this idea come from? Is why the need for doing something like this?
Well, I really think that there's a need for all female athletes to have some added information on some of the issues that we see as all coaches at this level. And we just decided to be a little bit more proactive here in Atlantic as opposed to being reactive. I know in softball, girls, especially pitchers or hitters in big situations, they have to overcome nerves. They have to overcome anxieties. Girls particularly have a lot of things that are going on. And so they are trying to manage outside types of things, classes and homework and those kinds of things. And we just thought that here in Atlantic, it would be nice for us to be able to have a program where our girls can get some information, get some insight, and even on some things maybe they don't even realize that they're struggling with. And at this point, we'll decide whether we're going to advance it beyond this or do something else with it. But you know, right now, we just decided to jump in and find out what works, what doesn't work, perfect it down the road if the case may be, and go from there.
Well, we talk about that a lot with high school sports, too. Participation is great. But you know what's fun? Is winning and being successful. You know, people quit things when they don't feel like they're able to be successful at all because they're missing some of the fundamental things. And some of that is decision-making, dealing with some of those outside issues.
Yeah, and that's really one of the things that Rob will touch on in his presentation. You know, as parents, as coaches, we like to have everything go perfect for our athletes. And we know full well that we're probably not going to have an undefeated season and we're not going to hit a home run every time we step to the plate or make that basket every time the ball leaves our hand. And it's those situations where girls or any athlete for that matter is going to face adversity that are truly the learning situations of athletics on how you deal with those and how you encounter those. And particularly in competitive situations, it can be quite a big deal for athletes. And so that's what Rob is going to try to help parents with, is to how to handle a competitive athlete, what the kinds of things to say, what kinds of things to do. You know, the old parent that used to jump up and yell out their advice from the stands or wherever. I mean, that's the kind of situation that he'll address and those kinds of things. So we're really looking forward to having a lot of people turn out for that, and hopefully it can help parents better deal with their athletes.
You bet. And that's open to anybody who would like to participate and enjoy that part of it. Now, you also have a number of breakout sessions specifically for the athletes to be able to learn more about some things that are specific to them.
Yeah, and we feel like we've put together a very, very good group of speakers to address some of the issues that all of the coaches across the whatever female athletic program that they head, we noticed that these have happened. Erica Douglas comes to us, through Iowa State University. She was a Big 12 and NCAA champion track runner in the steeplechase, I believe, in the heptathlon. She's going to speak to the girls on confidence and overcoming those sorts of difficulties in game and out of game, just kind of dealing with the whole process of how to channel that energy into athletics. Megan Wilson, who was part of the AEA and has been kind of an instrumental part of the psychological training that we've done with some of our girls here in Atlantic. She's since moved on more to the western part of the state, but she's going to deal with mental health issues, both life and athletic, and some of the psychology that goes along with that. Our own Andy Neiman from the hospital, who's going to give us some information on the prevention and care of injuries, specifically those to the female athlete, and how to recognize those, avoid those, and treat those. We've been fortunate enough to have Gail Blevins. Gail was the softball coach at the University of Iowa for 23 years. She's coached Division I athletes for over 30 years and brings a wealth of knowledge on her topic, which is the mental part of the game, creating champions on the mental side of it. So sports psychology, dealing with sports pressure, sports anxieties, and I guess really anxieties outside of sports as well. A lot of times athletics can create those kinds of things, as we mentioned earlier, trying to get your work done, trying to deal with relationships and parents and those kinds of things. Girls struggle with that a little bit. So we're really happy to be able to bring Gail here, who, since she's stepped down as the softball coach at the University of Iowa, has been going around to colleges and universities and dealing with that topic. And then Christy Hoffman Rankin, who's going to speak about nutrition, wellness, and proper diets, proper nutrition, and how athletics has an exercise has a particular role as far as the female athlete. So I think we've hit most of the topics that are the major concerns that we see as far as what our young athletes have, and hopefully they can take some things away from those breakout sessions that will help them down the road, not only in sports, but also in life.
We've talked many times over the years about the positive aspects that being involved in competitive athletics can bring to your overall outlook on life later on. But, you know, we're seeing more and more, or I guess less and less, participation. We're seeing more kids decide not to participate in certain things. You've addressed a lot of issues here that kind of hit on some of the reasons that young people choose not to participate. So maybe that's a chance to turn that trend.
And I think that's what we as coaches, you know, we really wanted to have happen. You know, it's one of those things where parents see us on the sidelines or see us on the field or the court as coaches. They assume we have the X's and O's all figured out and everything else. But, you know, our real job isn't necessarily winning games, but it's creating well-educated and confident and successful young ladies when they leave our programs, leave our school, and go out to make their way in the world.
Well, this particular event, this is a free event. There's no charge to participate, correct?
No. All you have to do is show up at 6 o'clock, go to the auditorium, and we'll direct everyone from that point. But Rob Miller's keynote is Life Choices, which I think is perfect for everyone to hear, regardless of age or whether or not you're the athletic part. And then the role of parents in athletics, which will be the parent breakout session.
What do you see being the impact on this? Do you see this being an annual event, something you're starting now that you'd like to continue?
Well, we'll see. That we thought maybe, like I said, at the very beginning, it was just became sort of a brainstorm that we had. Just decided to go forward with it. It's been kind of in the works for a couple of years, but then some events that happened towards the fall, I think, kind of just pushed us in the direction that maybe we need to start thinking about addressing these issues rather than trying to pick up the pieces after bad things happen, maybe trying to address it ahead of time. And it's hard as a coach, a teacher, a parent to just sit back and watch as your athletes fail in not just on the field, but in certain situations in life, whether that's relationships, whether that's just confidence to go on and try new things, to continue with their education, you know, some of those sorts of things. So we came together as coaches and decided that we wanted to be proactive and do something to try to help these young ladies, and this is the first step in doing so. As far as down the road, I guess we'll see how things go. None of us are professional people putting together symposiums and those kinds of things, and there's been some bumps in the road, and we knew that was going to happen, but I think we're set now for everything to take place on the 12th.
Is this something that's exclusively for Atlantic student athletes, or is anyone welcome?
The Atlantic athletes will be the ones who will sign up. Female athletes especially will sign up for the breakout sessions, the Rob Miller's sessions at the very beginning at 6, and then following at 7 o'clock are open to the public and to anyone from any community who wants to come.
Very good. So it's just a matter of getting the right tools, and here's your opportunity.
Yeah, and we'd like to thank the Atlantic School Foundation for seeing fit to fit the bill on this. It was it's quite cost-worthy, as well as trying to get speakers to come in and paying for the transportation and those kinds of thing and the things. And the Atlantic School Foundation did a very voting to agree to pay for this.
With any luck, by the time we get to March 12th, the weather will cooperate a lot better than it has here lately.
Oh, you had to bring that up, didn't you? Yeah, thank you so much. Now I won't be able to sleep until then.
But. Come on, spring.
I agree.
6 o'clock in the evening. Again, that's on March 12th at the Atlantic High School Auditorium. Make your plans to come on out. Put that on your calendar. Terry, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks a lot.